This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts.
They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold.
Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Doug and Danny Show. Happy August, Daddy.
Happy August to everybody.
All right. August 1, the dog days of summer. They are here. And it looks like the temperatures are going to be with it. We're talking American Legion baseball. We're going to catch up with the head coach of Kearney Rangers, Steve Sponberg, here in just a moment. Also, we're going to talk Big 12 football, Oklahoma safety Nick Harris, and Kansas State quarterback Josh Freeman going to join us on the program today. A lot of things going on. We'll give you an update from the Cox Classic here in just a little bit. We'll also give you an update from the Class C Senior State Tournament, which is going on in Gibbon, underway this morning. All the Senior State Tournaments scheduled to begin today. We'll give you an update on the Kearney Post 52 Juniors coming off another state championship a couple nights ago, and they played last night in a regional that has teams from Nevada showing up in Blair. What in the world, Daddy?
Well, they must have needed more than one day off. I think that's what the moral of that story is.
That's unbelievable. Well, they have had a few days off. They actually haven't had to play a lot of baseball lately because they did so well in their district, going 3-0 in the area tournament. And tonight, Kearney Runza is in Omaha to take on the host in the Miller North Ball Club tonight at 8 o'clock. And we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Danny Show by the head coach of Kearney Runza, Steve Sponberg. Coach, good morning.
Well, how you guys been doing? It's a warm, windy day right now here in Omaha. I'm out at the ballpark, but we're looking forward to the opportunity tonight.
Coach, talk a little about your first-round matchup. You look at records, you guys would be a decisive favorite, but you're on their home field.
Well, you know, I think that their record was a little bit deceiving in the fact that they were qualified for the state tournament. I know he had about 18 players this year, so they rotated lineups throughout most of the season, but you know, and they're a solid team. I think when they set their top nine players out there, they're going to be awfully good. So, and on their field, they're going to be much better. I know they're having a big ceremony tonight honoring some of the state championship teams that they've had in the past. So I think there'll be a big crowd, but I think our kids are ready to play. You know, we had a good area tournament and maybe have been playing our better baseball here the last couple, 3 weeks of the season. So hopefully we'll take that into the state tournament.
Coach, to follow that question up a little bit, is them playing on their home field that as big as it is maybe in some other sports?
I don't think so. You know, having coached football and basketball a little bit in the high school ranks, I think baseball's a game that even though the crowd, you know, can get behind you, I don't think it's as big a factor as it probably is in basketball or even football. But in the same token, you know, just having played on the field and knowing the dimensions and how the infield plays and things like that is probably a slight advantage. But if we're not successful tonight, it won't be because we played on their field.
Steve Sponberg, head coach for a number of years at Kearney Runza, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. And I guess just kind of continuing on with that theme, you did play them once earlier this year, 5-4. You guys got the victory. Do you take anything out of that game going into tonight?
Well, I think what we looked at, you know, we thought one of their top three pitchers, and so we hit the ball decently at times, but they're awfully good at shortstop and second base. Their center fielder's good. They've got good team speed, so it's going to be imperative that we throw a lot of strikes. Don't give them 4 and 5 out innings because they're going to make you pay. And then, like I said, try to get on top if we can to kind of maybe temper a little bit of the speed that they have, and they like to run and make some things happen. So, you know, it was a game that we won 5-4, but we threw a guy out at the plate to end the ball game. So it was a game that could have went either way, and we were fortunate to come out on top that day.
Coach, your decision to go with Hunter Heinrichs tonight, an interesting one. I think a lot of people expected Chandler Clute maybe to take the mound. Just your overall thoughts on the thought process that went into that decision.
Well, I think it's twofold there. I think Chandler's more of a power-type pitcher, and this is a team that, as we've watched them through the years and even this year, they played three or four games in our tournament, that they hit the ball pretty well against the hard throwing. You know, Hunter Heinrichs probably doesn't throw as hard, is a little bit more finesse with some off-speed stuff. And then the second aspect is Hunter's a guy that probably is a little bit more resilient. If he does throw the first game, he's apt to be able to maybe come back and give you some innings on either Sunday or Monday, where Chandler throws the ball a little harder, and also with using him behind the plate, a little more difficult for him to come back as quickly. So, you know, we're not looking anywhere for sure past this ball game, but I think you have to play the tournament as if, you know, if you're around for a few days, who you might be able to use in certain situations.
Steve Sponberg is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about the field as a whole, Coach? Interestingly enough, there's a pretty good chance you might see home Federal in the second round out of Grand Island, but what about this field as a whole?
Well, I think it's really good. You know, I guess if I had to pick a favorite probably here, just because of the type of year that home Federal's had over in Grand Island and what Tino's done, you know, winning over 40 games and then winning the high school state tournament, they're probably a favorite. Millard West is an awfully good team that has a solid record. I know Omaha Gross is very good. You know, I think the field as a whole is really, really good. I mean, no, regardless, you better be ready to play each and every time out. I know Omaha Bryan was a team that they kind of thought snuck in, but they must have played awfully well to knock off some of the teams in their area. So, you know, you're going to have to play one game at a time, one inning at a time. And like I told our kids, we have to raise our level of play and be better than what we've been all year if we're going to compete down here.
Coach, as the state tournaments went to kind of two divisions, the American National, just your overall thoughts on that. Do you like that format, or do you like to see it go back to the way it was?
Well, you know, I get a lot of people have asked me that. I guess I'm an old guy, and I kind of like the way it was, where you have to win a district, you have to go out and play well, and runner-ups don't qualify. And you know, I don't know if that's, you know, I realize the understanding is they feel like the strength of the Class A baseball is in the Omaha area, and when you have to play within your area and you have two good teams. But, you know, the bottom line is in every other sport, whether it's football or basketball, you have to go out and play. And I realize the wild card is a factor in some of those. But, you know, I guess I like the old style. The way it is now with the 16 teams, I'd least like to see them go to maybe putting records down there and seeding it by records, and then whether you want to serpentine it and make it equal in both spots. Because, you know, I know last year home Federal ran into some great pitching out in Grand Island. And this year it looks like the bracket here at Millard North may be a little stronger than the one at Norfolk. But you never know. There's some good teams over there. But I guess to answer your question, I guess old style, I'd kind of like to see it stay back just to the eight teams.
Coach, you're not that old anyway.
Well, I don't know. You're one of the few people that say that, Tony.
Hey, Coach, before we let you get out of here, your thoughts on the run that the juniors made. They won state again, and I've got to think it was pretty much an emotional letdown yesterday to just have to keep playing and playing and playing. But just your thoughts on how that makes your team better by the things that they're doing.
Well, you know, for number one, Brad Archer and his coaching staff do a great job, and they're the reason a lot of years that we're here. You know, we live off of what they've taught those kids, and they've had a great season and a great series. And, you know, to win 40 ball games and only lose five tells you a lot about them. So besides Coach Archer, they've got some great players, and they're going to be kids that can step up next year and play for us right away. So, and we have to have that in our situation, and we've been getting the best athletes out. And my congratulations goes to Brad. I know yesterday was a tough day, but like you said, when you win a state championship the night before and you got to turn around at 5 o'clock and play another game, it's tough. So I think they'll bounce back today and play a little bit better, but I know they're running into some good teams.
Too. Coach, enjoy the ride. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care, Coach. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Kearney Runza against Deep Mustang, the host Millard North team. That game going on tonight in Omaha. Millard North hosting that. And Steve Sponberg, the head coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, also just one thing that was probably a good deal. In a four-team district, I would think that Kearney would probably like the eight-team state tournament because, well, let's face it, it is easier to qualify. And then you're just seeing district champions instead of seeing more kids out there, more runners up, more good pitchers. But, you know, I think things set up pretty good for the Tri-City teams, Kearney and Grand Island. I would have to think that they're going to play tomorrow in the winner's bracket, which would also be an 8 o'clock game.
Well, you got to think they'll play. It's kind of too bad that they got to play that early in the tournament.
It guarantees, if they win today, guarantees one of them is going to be 2-0.
You are correct.
And probably you would have to, it'll be interesting, I haven't talked to Tino, does he go with Cash Kalkowski today? Again, as Coach Sponberg said, they play Omaha Bryan. That's a team that not a lot of people are giving a lot of respect to. And so,
you have the Bryan's record? No records.
The state put round records. How insane would that be? Lucky we have a bracket.
We're lucky we can find out a score.
Good Lord. But Home Federal plays Bryan today at 12:45. Kearney runs it tonight at 8 o'clock. And for both those teams, if they win, they play at 8 tomorrow. If they would lose, they would play at 12:45 tomorrow in an elimination game.
I know people out there, and we mentioned Brad Archer and his team coming off the state title, kind of get blasted yesterday, 15-1, I believe, the final of that ball game. But you look at the teams involved in this, and you mentioned Nevada. Along with, well, I guess you would expect Missouri, Kansas, Minnesota, North Dakota. Nevada and Texas are kind of the two wild cards that don't really, you know.
Well, where's Colorado?
Yeah.
Where's Wyoming?
Well,
New Mexico?
You would think Oklahoma would be a heck of a lot closer than Texas, but, you know, whatever.
So, well, maybe some of the states just decided they didn't want to comply or didn't want to be part of this, or I don't know. It's strange, but that's the way it is. And, again, they are underway at this hour, and I don't know if we'll be able to get you a score update. There's just no coverage of this at all anywhere as far as on site that hopefully we can maybe pick something up for you.
If you are a listener out there that happens to know somebody that's at that ball game, we would appreciate a score here. 1-888-455-3776.
We'll be making some calls and connections during the program, try and get you a score update on that and the game, first game over in the Class C tournament going on at Gibbons. So, again, that's the way things set tonight. Again, just to go over what's going on in Class B, they are just underway in St. Paul, the 11 o'clock game, Wahoo and Omaha Roncalli. Then at 2, Lexington and Beatrice. Then at 5, Gretna and Wayne. And at 8, the host St. Paul will play Chapel. Class C, Mount Michael is currently playing DeWitt. Then at 12:30, Crofton will play Dannebrog Carroll Bolas. At 4:30, Palmer Wallback Greeley Spalding will take on Wakefield. And at 7:30, Shelton Gibbon will take on Alma. And don't forget, the Kearney Little Leaguers are playing in Indianapolis, Indiana today against the team from Minnesota, trying to get to the Little League World Series. This is a long trek for them, too. This is over a week. They play four games into next week, and then four teams go into the semifinals, and so then you could have two more games. But if it all would work out, if they would make the finals, that game is televised on ESPN on August the 9th. So we'll see.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox. This from Aaron talking baseball. With the trade deadline now passed, this could be the best year the Royals have had as far as the front office is concerned. Since the Royals weren't going to win now, but they aren't bad enough to be in the selling mode, the front office finally did the right thing by not moving anyone. With this young, talented nucleus, I think the Royals finally have done something to build on. With Gordon, Greinke, Aviles, and Soria, now David Glass just has to spend some money. Thanks, Aaron and Kearney. P.S. Coward is still a huge ass, and go Royals.
Sounds great. 1-888-455-ESPN, Derek.
Here's Elvin from Kearney with an update on the game, guys.
Elvin, good morning.
Hey guys. Morning, guys. Scotty Johnson's been texting me the updates, and the last one I got was about 5 minutes ago, and it was 5-5 in the fifth.
5-5 fifth, Kearney and the Nevada team battling in Blair. Hey, thanks for the update. Sure appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
5-5 in the junior regionals. You know, the seniors, if they win state, they have a chance to go on to regionals and play another tournament, which then gets you to the Legion World Series. So they have, I mean, these, Kearney Runza, Grand Island Home Federal, have the capability of going all the way and winning a national Legion title. And that game ends up on an ESPN network as well. So you never know. There was talk about that when Kearney made it, what, runner-up last year?
Yeah.
Was that the deal 2 years ago last year? I mean, it would run into football season. It would keep kids away from the start of high school football.
Wouldn't that be awesome to miss 2 days?
That's okay.
Oh, that would have set up so wonderful. You miss 2 days, and, oh, boy, I have visions of sugar plums, like Christmas morning if that would happen.
Back to the Dent Popper inbox, Tori on a tractor in Riverdale says those Cubs might need a little respect today.
They are on fire, separating themselves.
Going from, what is it, 4 or 5 up now?
It's 5.
5 up after being 1 game up, now 5 games up on both the Brewers, and then the Cardinals are right there in the discussion as well. The St. Louis Cardinals are a lot like Texas, a lot like, you know, teams you can never count out. You really can never count out the Yankees in baseball. You can't count out Texas in football. You know, there's a lot of teams, you pick somebody out in any sport, there's somebody that, even when it looks like they're going to have a down year, you can't count them out. But the Cubs, good week for them so far.
Hopefully they can keep it going a little bit.
Jim Edmonds, you know, not a lot of people are saying how big of an acquirement Jim Edmonds was, but when he makes contact with that baseball, that is still a sweet, sweet swing. It was funny yesterday. He homered twice. The second home run, bases loaded. He got a grand slam. But the pitch before that, 1-0 pitch, where he barely took the bat off his shoulder for a check swing. I mean, it wasn't even close. And he rang him up for a strike, and Edmonds turned around and talked to him. And even, you know, I can imagine Ron Santo jumped out of the booth. But even the TV guys were going, are you kidding me? Next pitch, nighty night, opposite field, grand slam.
Doug, we're talking, you know what, keep the baseball talk going a little bit. Your immediate reaction when you heard that the big guy, Manny, all the talk had been Florida Marlins, all of a sudden, boom, he's in Los Angeles.
Well, it's like going to the Yankees, only it's the Yankees of the National League, the Dodgers. You know what? Good. I would have to say good. I am pleased with that. Not a Dodger fan at all. That might help the Dodgers. The Dodgers are giving up some minor leaguers, so again, you really don't know what you're giving up. Jason Bay is a solid baseball player. He's going to Boston. Less circus, maybe more ball player overall. And there were some stats this morning. Last 2 years, Ken Griffey Jr., more home runs than Manny Ramirez. Last 2 years, Manny Ramirez is third on the list of Ramirez's in the major leagues in home run total.
You know, I just think you get him out on the left coast, and you get him out there. The people aren't going to notice. They're numb. They're on painkillers. They're not going to notice when he's jogging to first base. Everything's in slow motion for many of those people.
He should have some opportunities there, too. So, good, fine. And as sad as the National League West is, the Dodgers are definitely in it. So it's not like Manny's not in a pennant race. He's still in a pennant race.
But Derek, when we pull up the records in baseball, I believe there's two teams in the National League West that are now above 500.
Well, yeah, and the way they were talking at the All-Star break that somebody would win that with a below 500 record, that's just insanity. They play each other too many times to have a below 500 team in there. That means there's no way. There's just no way that would happen. But you take a look at the National League going into last night's games. Arizona was three games above 500. The Dodgers were a game above 500. The Rockies, seven games out, but 11 games under 500. They're going to need another September like they had last year.
Or 20 out of 21 or 21 in a row or something.
It's going to have to be psychotic. One other baseball note before we get back into some football talk with Josh Freeman, Kansas State quarterback, and Nick Harris, the safety out of Oklahoma. Zach Herr has decided to leave the Nebraska baseball program. You know, when you're selected in the 38th round, you pretty much figure you're probably not going to go pro. But the former All-Nebraska pitcher out of Scutt has had a great, great summer pitching in the Central Coast League. Did not allow a run in his first 14 appearances and had 39 strikeouts in his first 24 and a third innings of work. He was the starter in that Sierra Baseball League's All-Star Classic. So he thought, San Diego, after his great performance in that the other night, Camp said, here's a little more money, and he's going to be a Padre. 38th round selection, though. He appeared in 74 games as a Husker, fourth all time. Daddy, here's a little Friday's Troutman for you. Which Husker pitcher has made the most appearances ever? We'll have the answer to that coming up on this side of the break. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Cunnington, with special guest Joe Cunnington, August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. See some of Boyd's classic cars and get a special one-of-a-kind t-shirt designed by area artist Carl Reeder. Over 30 vehicles and 10 motorcycle classes. Friday evening is McDonald's Cruise Night. followed by the Nebraska Rocks Country Concert and Saturday night's rock concert. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, Premier Midwest Beverage, Elworth Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Lots of places claim to have the best burgers in town, but then there's the inevitable reaction to the char burgers at Slugger's Sports Bar in Grand Island.
That's pretty damn good.
Thick and juicy, waiting to conquer your hunger.
That's pretty damn good.
Slugger's naturally features lots of big screen TVs, but unlike lots of places, Slugger's tries to bring in any broadcast you want to see. If it's on the web, dish, or cable, nearly any sporting event comes made to order. Open 11 to 1, 6 days a week, noon on Sunday. There's never a time you can't enjoy a great game and a fantastic beer. Sluggers, Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
The Buffalo County Fair, it's the rave of the summer, on now through August 5th. Catch big-name acts performing in association with the fair at the First Tier Event Center. Three doors down on Friday night, and Raven Simone this Monday. Also stop out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, where there'll be a demolition derby Sunday at 7, a figure-eight race Monday at 7, along with midway rides, 4-H exhibits, and daily acts like Maggie the Balloon Lady, Magician Steve Trash, and the Great Lakes Timber Show. The Buffalo County Fair, going on now through August 5th.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area during the day today with high temperatures up to around 94. Winds will remain out of the east at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows around 71. Winds stay out of the southeast. Then expect some sunshine Saturday with a high of around 100. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox. We're going to get to that in a moment. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN in just a moment. We're going to catch up with Oklahoma safety, all Big 12 selection Nick Harris, selected in the top five of almost every poll coming out in the preseason.
Doug, don't forget, why don't you try and beat the heat?
How do you beat the heat, baby?
Well, with meat. Troutman's quality meat. It's BLT season. You can try Troutman's own hickory smoked bacon maple sugar or brown sugar. Fresh out of the smokehouse.
Hold on. Bacon? Now, you have to tell me about the garden fresh tomato.
Yeah.
And then Troutman's bacon.
Uh-huh.
And then you put a little lettuce on there. A little salt, maybe, but the bacon probably takes care of that. Toast the bread.
I'm a toaster guy.
Baby!
Regular or pepper, doesn't matter.
No mayo, though. No mayo.
No, not a mayo fan. No. I need a little Miracle Whip.
I know. You're a fan of white creamy sauces on your food. I mean, I'm not. Not a big salad dressing guy.
Cross from Bob's Superstore. They're waiting for you. T-bones waiting for you out front. Sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. Ham and cheddar franks. Polish hot brats. Jalapeno and cheddar. Bratwurst. Summer sausage. Beef stick, summer sausage. You can't buy fresher sausage, people. We can't emphasize that enough. It's fresh out of the smokehouse. Ground beef and chuck patties, perfect for grilling out. Jerky, perfect for the fishing trips or in your golf bag. Every kind of seasoning and marinade you could ever want while picking up your steaks. Check out the new selection of wines. There's several new wines arriving daily. Choice steaks, aged to perfection. Troutman's quality meat's a grill's best friend.
It's not like it's going to be hot grilling, folks. It's going to be so damn hot you won't even notice the grill going, so you just won't get it done. Get ready for the weekend at Troutman's. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark in Minden wants to know, as big as baseball is in Kearney, how soon until there is a team during the high school season? A oft-asked question.
Oft-asked, and I don't think it's real likely anytime soon.
No, I think it's still on hold. Still on hold, and it's such a pain in the butt with the weather. You know, Grand Island does it, and they've done it successfully. Again, I have said so many times that I think if some of the Western teams, like a North Platte, maybe a McCook, maybe somebody else that we're not talking about.
McCook won't do it because of their football program. They've got spring football.
Again, though, I'm saying if you get two or three or four schools to say all at once, we're going to do this, that would probably make it a little easier than saying Kearney comes in a couple of years and then North Platte in a couple more years and then, you know, Ogallala or McCook or Scottsbluff or somebody like that a couple of years later. you know, I think I'm with you. It's with the track program the way it is and the spring sports programs the way they are at Kearney, there's been a tug of war between that for a long time. It would really split up the great athletes.
And we've when we talked about this before, we've mentioned these things, but it's not just the budget crunch which is affecting this. It's where would they practice at? There's really only one field, and that's Memorial Field. The college practices at that time, it's, you know, you'd have to divide up the practice time. It would be difficult to do unless they did something out, you know, in, I guess, West Kearney, you would call it, out the Thirsties area with West Lincoln Way, moving some fences back to have adequate practice facilities.
You know, when they add on to Kearney High and build that new gym, they'll have the old gym. They can work in that.
Perfect. Yeah, that would be hard.
Big 12 football talk on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Island Pet Resort, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, the unsurpassed place for your pet and pet needs. Boarding, doggy daycare, and life's abundance. Give them a call, 384-4679. Also, by our friends at Brown Shoe Fit Company on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. They have a full selection of National Brown shoes for men, women, and children in the sizes and widths to fit anyone.
Doug and Daddy Show in Big 12 football continues, and we get to talk with Oklahoma Sooner football, Daddy. And Oklahoma, almost a consensus to win the Big 12 South and go on and win the Big 12 again. A place that they've been a lot is that championship game, and every Sooner I know is fully expected to be back here in Kansas City come December 6th.
Well, there's a reason they're expected to be back in that championship game, Doug, is because of people like Nick Harris, who plays strong safety for the Oklahoma Sooners. And really, if you look at Nick Harris, for all intents and purposes, you'd think he was a linebacker. So they've got size across the board. Nick, thanks so much for stopping by today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, Nick, you guys are getting ready for this 2008 season. You've done a lot of things right. This football team has done a lot of things right the last couple of years. And they just need to do, I guess, one more thing right, and that's win that one big game. What's the mindset of this football team? You have to feel very comfortable with all the talent that you do have coming into camp this season.
First and foremost, you got to feel comfortable. And, you know, we, it's a test to the work that we put in each and every day. But our whole mindset is WTLG is winning the last game. No excuses. Come out and just play ball.
Nick, I think a lot of people look at that last game the last couple of years, and it's been a monster disappointment. You know, for Big 12 fans, it's been a disappointment. I'm sure more so for you guys.
Not necessarily a disappointment. The way we feel is Rome was building today. So we've just been building Rome and building Rome and building Rome. To the time we get to the national championship, we're going to play and play ball.
Nick Harris is joining us, first team as he should be, all conference before this season gets underway. A lot of talent on this football team. Nick, what's some of the things, though, that you guys will have to address right away in camp as far as things you need to get better at and maybe a couple of new kids coming in for you?
For the first and foremost, we've got to, you know, put in, you know, there's a couple of positions out there that haven't been solidified, but it's all going to go great for competition through our camp, whatever. And just get that hard-nosed mentality of defensive-minded Oklahoma football back. We got to come out or whatever and play from the first snap to the last snap, each and every down.
Nick, you got to replace two players, really primary players on defense, and Curtis Lofton, the linebacker, and then Reggie Smith. A lot of people talked about Reggie last year as just an unbelievable player, a very versatile player. Who replaces those guys?
We got guys, you know, as in Dominic Franks, Brian Jackson. We got Ryan Reynolds that have come back. You know, a lot of guys who hadn't had as much time, as much publicity, but they're gonna come out of whatever. They're gonna make a great campaign.
Nick Harris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nick, take us through. Every school has a rivalry game, or every school has something that they know about. When it comes to Oklahoma, Texas, you've been a part of this series now. You're going to be going into your senior season. What's that whole atmosphere like when you're playing at the state fair, and it's just such a huge football game?
I feel as though it's the biggest rivalry for the University of Oklahoma is University of Oklahoma versus the strength and conditioning staff in the summer.
I like that.
Is it just vastly different in your mind than anywhere else in the nation?
At the end of the day, you know, we can play games and play games. Football doesn't change each and every day, but it's all about what you put in throughout the course of the summer as well as the winter, you know, that makes that season.
Talk about offensively for your squad, and you look at that side of the ball, offensive line returns everyone. You know, everyone. That doesn't happen very often in college football. Not only do you return, you've got a young, very versatile quarterback, Sam Bradford, did a fabulous job as
Mr.
a freshman.
Efficient.
What's that?
Mr. Efficient.
Mr. Efficient. There you go. The running back situation is in great shape. how who's going to be able to slow down this team?
For the most part, you know, their guys are them, and you know, all credit to everybody in the Big 12, anybody that we play, you know, because we're going to play against extremely talented guys. But for the most part, at the end of the day, if we don't, you know, self-inflict wounds upon ourselves, then we feel as though that we can play with the best of the best.
Oklahoma defensive back Nick Harris joins us here for another second on the Doug and Daddy Show. You guys have a good schedule in front of you. You look like you've got some good kids coming in. And this Big 12 conference is just loaded with quarterbacks, as Daddy alluded to there. Sam Bradford, one of them. It looks like it could be a real exciting year. Every week that you go out and play somebody in the Big 12, for the most part, you're going to see a guy that's a very, very good quarterback, very good offense.
At the end of the day, the only thing that makes him a good quarterback is how well the defense they play. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to come out of whatever. They put the ball up in the air. We got to play hard-nosed football, whatever, and take it out of the air and understand that they're playing against Oklahoma defense.
Nick, is a strong safety in the Big 12. Are you that run support guy who wants to stick his hat in the middle of that hole, or are you more the pass breakup guy that wants to go cover the best receiver out there?
50-50. I'm going to do whatever coach wants me to do, and whatever it's needed for me to do on that given down, then I'm going to do it.
Daddy, confidence has always been at Oklahoma, and just talking to Nick, you can tell that confidence is there again. That's never been a problem with the Sooners, has it, Nick?
No, not necessarily. You know, he's got to come in or whatever. It's not necessarily confidence, but it's understanding what we need to do and how we need to do it.
Well, Nick, we sure appreciate you stopping by and giving us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get to the next stop. Sure appreciate it. Best of luck to the Sooners.
Thank you for having me.
All Big 12 and All-American candidate, strong safety out of Oklahoma, Nick Harris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big 12 talk on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Centauri Hills Golf Course in Caro, just expanded. They've got a beautiful 18-hole golf course offering half-price memberships right now. So if you want to know more info on that or just to book a tee time for the upcoming weekend, give them a call, 485-4650, area code 308-485-4650. Also brought to you by Computer Hardware. Coming up, Josh Freeman is going to join us. Nick Harris, he knew all these interviews. He's, I think, got the same MO. It's all confidence. I know what I'm talking about. This is what I'm going to answer. It's all confidence. Nobody's going to trip me up with a question.
Well, I think everybody realizes, and there's so much media attention, they realize that they've had this, I don't know if you call it smoke or whatever, but they believe now that they do have the best defense, probably in the country. Barring injuries, they just go out and take care of business, do what they are told to do, and follow their assignments. They're going to be in awfully good shape when it comes down. You know, the rest of the stuff's going to take care of itself. If they take care of their own business, it's over in the end. Because I think Oklahoma's one of those teams, schedule doesn't matter because they're that good. They take care of business. They play for it all.
Let's get a Cox Classic update here, Derek. Vance Veazey at last check was leading it. He still is. He's 6-under on the day through 15, and that gets him to 13-under par, a two-shot lead over David Branshaw and Ryan Hitala, I believe. Yesterday's leader, D.A. Points, does not tee off until nearly 1 o'clock today. Hello, Phil Mickelson, 5-under today at the World Golf Championship, the Bridgestone, 7-under through 16. Why are they playing so early? There's only 80 of them.
Is there 80?
Yeah, 80 on the leaderboard. Yeah, usually it's about 60-some. But anyway, and John Peterson, the former Kearney Country Club pro, shot 2 over 73 yesterday. A tough start today for John. He was 3 over through his first 6 holes of the day, and updating you on that right now, he is 2 over, so he does get a birdie. He's playing the back 9 first today. He's 2 over today, 4 over for the tournament, but he's going to need about a 5-under. Looks like the cut is going to be about 2 or 3-under, and right now he's at 4 over. So one of the non-touring professionals, John Peterson, had a double bogey on the third hole of par 3 today, the par 3 12th. And that kind of got his round off to a bad start. We will give you another update before the end of the program. Also, Josh Freeman, Kansas State quarterback, joins us in the second half of the program. More emails, the Net Popper inbox. All that and more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. I always tell you about Stamps.com, where you can print all your postage right from your desk. No more wasting gas driving to the post office. No leasing expensive postage meters. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting for? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what's great about it. You can print postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy. It's like having a post office at your office. Don't wait. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial and the $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone, top of the home page, and type in the name Colin. C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com.
Performance translates into productivity. Productivity translates into profit. How would you like a 47 to 202% increase in your employees' productivity? And how do you get there? The answer might be the Team Member Engagement Workshop, taught by certified Dale Carnegie instructors. For 2 hours, you and key employees can learn how to create a common purpose and unified vision for your business. Coming August 5th at the Interstate Holiday Inn. Log on to nebraska.dalecarnegie.com for details. It might be the best $39 investment you ever make.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep, Levy Spur, Temple Choke. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Schramm Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Broad Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elwood, Harley Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Cool down this summer with a frozen treat from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. In the month of August, every night from 8 till close, Sonic is offering 99-cent root beer floats. Indulge your taste buds with a creamy, cold root beer float from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. Summer only gets better with ice cream, so don't wait. Head to Sonic now and order your 99-cent root beer float in August, every night from 8 to close. Sonic and summer, what a great combination.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny skies across the area during the day today with high temperatures up to around 94. Winds will remain out of the east at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows around 71. Winds stay out of the southeast. Then expect some sunshine Saturday with a high of around 100. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show on a fabulous Friday, people. How's it going, folks? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We have an update from Blair, Daddy, for the Kearney Post 52 Juniors trying to stay alive in the Junior Regional against Nevada.
Kearney has added two runs and now lead 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So, seven-inning game, obviously, in this tournament. So, if they can withstand that, they will live to play another day.
Hey, the Buffalo County Fair, among the things that are going on, and welcome all the folks to town for that. On Monday night at the fair, it is going to be Figure 8 Demolition Derby. Folks, this is going to be insane, insane stuff. And we want you to go for free. We've got a pair of tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. By the way, we were going to come back. I'm not going to do this, but, Daddy, who has made the most appearances for Nebraska baseball? We said Zach Herr had 74. Then we're going to give these tickets away. But he had 74. Which Nebraska pitcher has the most career appearances?
If you can believe this, because I could not.
Well, 90% of people listening won't even know this guy's name.
Steve Hale. I think people would remember, if you're a baseball fan, played in the Drew Anderson
90%
era.
Of the people listening to this show do not know who Steve Hale is. But he played with Drew Anderson. Former Kearneyite, former Husker. So that's who it was. Forgot to get back to that for you before the last break. But again, right now, if you would like to go to the Buffalo County Fair's Figure 8 races, Monday night, 7 o'clock, we've got a pair of adult tickets at 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll take, what do you want to do, Derek? Caller 5?
Yeah, let's do Caller 5.
Caller 5, because it's Friday. 5 for Friday. There's a concert tonight, too, isn't there?
Yeah, I think Three Doors Down is at the First Tier Event Center.
Who else is there?
There's a bunch of bands opening for them. I think Seether and Stained, I think. Stained and...
a couple other things?
I'm not
Rolling
sure about
Stones?
Seether. No.
Nickelback?
We're going to get some Three Doors Down for you.
Caller 5. Caller 5 is eligible right now for the Figure 8 race tickets to the Buffalo County Fair coming up on Friday. Let's go to the Dent Popper Inbox, and then we're going to catch up with Josh Freeman. Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Arma Lining. Stop by and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate today on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Adam and Holdridge says, and we talked about this at the top of the show a little bit, just emailing to pick your brains a little. First up, what did you guys think of the Manny Ramirez deal? Is Manny protected enough in the Dodgers lineup? Did the Red Sox get enough in return, and do you think that the move was a good one for the Red Sox? I think it was a good one for the Red Sox from a baseball standpoint. If you keep Manny any longer, then you get into a Barry Bonds situation.
It was such a disaster. Well, the last 2 weeks have been a...
Manny wanted to go. And so I guess that's what... I mean, Manny was ready to go. And so if he doesn't want to be in Boston, and I don't understand why you wouldn't want to be in Boston, but if you don't want to be in Boston or wherever, get out of there. So that's a good thing, I would think. As far as the Dodgers, they're not as good as Boston. So as far as being protected in the lineup, eh.
They're a 500 baseball team.
Jeff can't still play for them? Eh, I mean, come on. Secondly, what do you guys think about the Brett Favre situation? I guess we've not chimed in on this enough. I've been a Favre fan since the first time I saw him play in the early 90s. We shall now punch Adam for being that young. Am I the only one that has lost some, albeit a small amount of respect for the guy? I will most certainly lose more if he takes that $20 million bribe to stay away. That would be a bad deal, I would think, for Brett Favre. Adam and Holdridge wants to know.
Well, the deal with the $20 million is Favre's still under contract for 3 years. It's not like if he decides to come back, they've got to redo a contract. He's worth, to them, with a contract that's already signed, he's worth $12 million this year, $13 million next year, $14 million the year after that. That's $39 million in which, if he wants to play football, he's already signed. If they want to cut him, they've got that right. But he's under a contract for the next 3 years. It's not like he's sitting there with no contract.
Well, they're buying out his contract.
That's what they're doing. So when people are saying $20 million, well, if he comes back, they're saving half the money they're going to give him.
We do have a winner for our figure eight tickets. Derek, who dialed the right number today?
Tim from Axtell was lucky caller number 5.
All right, we got some Axtell, we got some Overton, and that's going on Monday night at the Buffalo County Fair. Coming up, we're going to give you some updates from baseball. We're going to give you an update from the Cox Classic. But right now, we're pleased to be joined by the starting quarterback, freshman phenom, had been heavily recruited by Nebraska and ended up at Kansas State. And maybe with the whole Bill Callahan thing, this worked out the best for Josh. But Kansas State has struggled, and he has been one of the bright spots, him and Ian Campbell. They've got 19 junior college football players joining this team, trying to keep them out of the cellar of the Big 12 North. And today's Big 12 report brought to you in part by the Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island. Delivery is available at 398-9283. The Wave Pizza Company is the premier pizzeria in Grand Island.
Time to talk to a cool cat here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Nice.
It's a Kansas State Wildcat.
Nice.
I knew you'd love that. I knew you'd love that, Daddy. Kansas State and quarterback Josh Freeman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Josh, I know it's been a busy, busy time here for you. Everybody wants a piece of your time. We sure appreciate you giving us a couple minutes today.
Oh, no problem.
Josh, I think a lot of people look at this football team, a losing season, 3 out of the last 4 years. What's going to have to happen if this team's going to turn it around?
Well, I really wouldn't look too much into the last 3 out of 4 years. I mean, the management's changed. I would say we've lost 1 out of the last 2 years because Coach Prince is completely different style, completely different than Coach Schneider. And, I mean, although we had some of the same people on the team, it's getting to a point where it's nearly all Coach Prince's guys. And, I mean, I'm looking for big things out of our team this year. And although last year started out fairly promising, it, I mean, ended with terrible results, but, I mean, each year we like to view the team as being reborn and becoming a completely new team, and the attitude around the school and around the team this year is one of excitement and just, I mean, guys have been out working hard all summer. I haven't been around in my short tenure at K-State, the 2 years I've been here. I haven't been around a team that works this hard and is this into what they're doing.
Josh, much easier for a quarterback when that running game is working. Leon Patton really needs to get back to the form he showed as a freshman. Then you've got a junior college kid coming in to challenge him, but really unproven at the running back position. Does that worry you at all?
Oh, no, not at all. My philosophy with the running back is I'm this year especially, I'm extremely confident with whoever's running the ball for us this year. And with that said, it all goes back to the offensive line. And we have a steadily improving offensive line. And one thing we're going to have this year at Kansas State that we haven't had the past few years is an experienced offensive line. We're going to have a number of guys with valuable game experience, plenty of starts between them. And those guys coupled with the guys who have been redshirting, the guys who have been injured, the guys who haven't been playing, there's going to be a lot of desire to be playing. And I think that desire is going to breed some strong competition throughout camp. And with strong competition, the team only gets better. So I'm looking forward to a big year out of the offensive line.
Kansas State quarterback Josh Freeman's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about you personally, Josh? I know you came a long way in just 2 years, had a lot of growing last year. How do you feel going into this season, maybe compared to where you were at this same point last year?
Well, I'm confident. I mean, when I step on the field, I view myself as the best player on the field. I mean, that's what I take into every game. And I mean, my job this year, it's going to, my role is constantly changing what they need me to do each game. And I'm looking for coach to put me in situations where he might need me to make a few more plays with my legs, might need me to make a few more throws downfield. Just whatever the situation is, I've been working hard this summer, working with the guys, and I'll be prepared for it.
Josh, offensively, you guys have been able to put up some points, put up some good offensive numbers. Defensively, not the results Coach Prince would have hoped. What's going to have to happen on that defensive side of the ball to turn that around?
Well, defense isn't exactly my area of expertise, but...
I mean, are you going to have to outscore people? I mean, are you confident that you go out and outscore people?
Oh, I got confidence if it came down to us outscoring people that we'd be capable of doing it with the type of firepower we'll have this year. But, I mean, being around the defense and what I have seen in workouts and everything we've been doing, they're a completely changed unit. They have a completely different attitude. The leadership's in the right place. The guys like Ian Campbell and Chris Kearney have taken the defense by the reins, and they're steering it in the right direction. And, I mean, I'm looking for those guys to come out this year and make a statement.
Josh, 19 junior college transfers. You go back to the Bill Snyder regime a decade ago, that was one of the answers Bill Snyder had in turning the program around. Or is this a panic button for Coach Prince? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's definitely not a panic button. I mean, Coach Prince... That's not something that he does. I mean, Coach Prince has been the exact same since day one as he is today. And, I mean, the panic button's not something in his repertoire. So I think that it's really just trying to get the best players. I mean, we have plenty of guys. I mean, he probably saw some talent and went for it. I mean, we recruit high school, JUCO, and, I mean, you got to go with the best player because Coach Prince is about winning now. So... I mean, he's going to play the best player in JUCO, high school, whatever they're playing, whatever they're doing. I mean, he's going to play the best player. So, I mean, I definitely would say it has nothing to do with the panic button.
Well, Josh, we sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get on to the next stop, and best of luck to the Cats. We'll see you towards the end of the season when you're taking on Big Red.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That is quarterback Josh Freeman, another one of those extremely talented Big 12 quarterbacks out of Kansas State. Big 12 reports on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island, a block west of South Locust. You can get any sports broadcast, whether it's cable, dish, the net, and, of course, you can get a pretty damn good charburger as well at Slugger's Bar and Grill. K-State, Josh Freeman, he's just got to continue to improve, and I think he will.
Well, Josh Freeman, you know, the team goes as Josh Freeman goes, you know, as far as the offense goes. I'm not sure they've got enough. We're going to catch up with Ron Prince next week. We're going to talk to Coach Prince. We will get him live next week. Did not. We just said, hey, if you're going to give him for us before football season, we're not going to bother him in Big 12 Media Days. We will have him next week.
That's right. Monday, we are live at Memorial Stadium. You will hear from Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini at the bottom of the hour on the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday. We will see if we can get a couple other players for you. It is the season opening Nebraska press conference Monday, Doug and Daddy Show live from the press area at Memorial Stadium. Coming up, we're going to have some baseball updates, a Cox Classic update, and wrap up the show for this Friday, or right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save some cash on auto service? Then get to Big O Tires now. For just $159, you'll get an oil change plus any two maintenance services of your choice. Transmission, radiator, fuel system, power steering and brake flushes, plus transfer case and differential services. Any two of your choice, plus an oil change for $159. So if you need vehicle maintenance, save your cash now. Tires Service Straight Talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food, stay at home? Watch it on TV. Say it out loud. Better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
It's time to get more for less, because right now at the Home Depot End of Season Clearance Event, you can save 25% or more on select items throughout the store, including our wide selection of interior and exterior lighting, programmable thermostats, bath faucets, and more. All your favorite brands and all for less. Right now, save 25% or more on select items at the Home Depot End of Season Clearance Event. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
We'll see sunny skies across the area during the day today with high temperatures up to around 94. Winds will remain out of the east at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows around 71. Winds stay to the southeast. Then expect some sunshine Saturday with a high of around 100. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's give you some updates. Class C State Senior American Legion Tournament. As you usually see on day one, a lot of great pitching, and Dwight has thrown a one-hitter at Elkhorn Mount Michael. Dwight 2, Mount Michael nothing in the first game of the Class C State Tournament. DCB will be in the second game of the State Tournament. That gets underway over in Gibbon this afternoon at 12:30 against Crofton. And Daddy, an update from Blair with Kearney Post 52.
Kearney has added a couple more runs. They now lead in the top of the seventh inning, 9-5. 9-5. Kearney is the home team, so if they are able to get three outs, that will propel them to an elimination game tomorrow. 5 o'clock is when they would play, barring something unforeseen at this point happening.
And one thing, in case we misspoke or misinterpreted about the Buffalo County Fair this weekend, the figure eight races are going on Monday. The Demolition Derby is on Sunday. Two different things. Demolition Derby Sunday, the figure eight races are coming up on Monday.
The tickets we gave away were for Monday.
That's correct.
Monday for to the figure eight races.
From the Cox Classic, Vance Veazey, 5-under through 16. He is a 12-under for the tournament coming off a bogey, so there's a three-way tie with David Branshaw, Ryan Hitala. Again, D.A. Points, who led it yesterday, has yet to tee off. And John Peterson, who we were keeping an eye on from Kearney, had a little rough play today. He is 3-over on his front nine, which is actually the back. He will miss the cut in that tournament.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox before we get out of here. So happy the Cubs are doing well now. That way, when they falter, it will be so much sweeter. I must root against them since my team is 5 billion games below 500 as well. Thanks, number two fan.
Yeah, but they're in the National League West, so they're still in it.
Oh, Padre fan.
A great response today. We sure appreciate the calls and all the emails, folks. We'll be back to do it again on Monday. We want to thank the fine folks for joining us on the program today. Kearney Runza, head baseball coach Steve Sponberg, as they play tonight in the Class A State Tournament at 8 o'clock. Also want to thank Josh Freeman, Kansas State quarterback, and Oklahoma safety All-American candidate Nick Harris for being among our guests today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Monday, we are in Lincoln for Nebraska's season-opening press conference, and then it's pedal to the metal until the bowl game.
Hey, look forward to seeing you on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Stay cool. Drink plenty of liquids. From all of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
Catch some fish today, Daddy, would you?
I'll try and do that. Feed the family.
Mid-America Market Information.
Grains mixed, livestock higher. Good Friday morning. I'm Ross Miller with your Mid-America Ag Network Market Update. September corn's down 16 and three quarters to 570 and three quarters. December's down 16 and a half to 591. And March is down 16 and a half to 611. Soybeans are down 16 and three quarters for August, 1379. September's down 25 and three quarters to 1368 and a half. And November's down 26 to 1378. Soybean meal had a high of 382 a ton. Right now it's sitting at 378. Soybean oil high was at 5815. It's at 5765. Kansas City wheat is up 12 for September.
826 and three quarters. December is up 9 1/4 to 850. And your March is up 10 1/2 to 873 1/2. Over on the Mercantile Exchange, where the live cattle has taken off, up $1.05 is your August at 99.45. October is up a dollar even to 107.30. December is up 97 cents to 110. And the feeder cattle are up $2.15 for August, 115 to 95. September's up $2.27 to 117.60. And October's up $1.82 to 118.25. Lean hogs are up $1.52 for August, 81 and 12. October is up 5 cents to 74.40. And your December is unchanged at 75.90. Over on the energy market, crude oil has backed off its high of 128.50. It's at 125.60. That's up $1.52.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.